I said I'm Bill Weeks. I'm from Dartmouth's CECS program, now called the Dartmouth Institute, also from the VA, the National Center for Patient Safety, and I'll be talking about JCO, Joint Commission for Accreditation of Hospital Organizations, Accredited Hospitals, and answering the question, do they perform any better on quality measures, both looking at some medical measures like HEDIS measures as well as some surgical indicators. And I want to recognize my co-conspirators, if you will, Jared Schmedick and Amy Wallace, both from Dartmouth, and Justin Dimmick, from previously from Dartmouth and now from University of Michigan. All right, so JCO accreditation is a nice thing. It gives consumers an indication of quality of the hospital. But if you've gone through this, I imagine some of you are clinicians or work in healthcare administration. It's an incredibly time-consuming and expensive proposition. In the literature, there's been little evidence that there's been a relationship between performance on process of care measures and JCO accreditation. For instance, 0 of 8 studies demonstrate a consistent relationship between accreditation scores and performance among JCO accredited hospitals. But when you compare non-accredited hospitals to accredited hospitals, 2 studies found that JCO accreditation was associated with somewhat better performance. All of the studies that have been done heretofore have been looking at primarily HEDIS measures, which are things like aspirin after MI and things like that. None of them have looked at surgical metrics. So we wanted to both explore the HEDIS relationship again and see if we find the same thing, and also then look at surgical indicators. So that's what we wanted to do. What we did was we got data from 2000 to 2003, and I was just telling Sam you can actually buy this JCO data set. It's incredibly expensive, but not as expensive as actually getting accredited. And you can, so we bought the data set, and they provide for you the accreditation status and scores for at the point of 4,270 surveyed hospitals. We merged that data set with an AHA data set that had information on the number and size of hospitals and the type of ownership for about 6,300 hospitals. We used 17 process of care measures for discharges obtained from Hospital Compare, and we used a Medicare data set to generate metrics of surgical outcomes for 14 surgical procedures that show a lot of variation in outcomes, and I'll get to those in a few minutes. The ones we looked at, we looked at the surgical outcomes that could be predicted by either procedural volume, so higher volume was associated with lower mortality, historical risk-adjusted mortality rates, so previous low mortality rates were indicative of future mortality rates that were low, and also a combination of the two, and we kind of looked at different ways to examine that. Well, the first thing we did was critical access hospitals were quite small, and they actually didn't do very much surgical volume, particularly the ones we were looking at, so we eliminated those hospitals. We then categorized performance for process of care and surgical outcomes into quintiles, into 5 groups, so that we could perform an examination of low performance to high performance overall. That was our primary comparison. We did two other comparisons as far as JCO's accreditation. We compared accredited to non-accredited, just a dichotomous variable there. And then we looked at the accredited hospitals and categorized accreditation scores into quintiles as well. So we had a spectrum from low to high scores. And the thing one would expect would be higher scores would be associated with higher performance within the JCO accredited category. And we tried to answer 2 questions. Is accreditation itself associated with higher level of performance? And then within those that are accredited, are scores, higher scores associated with higher levels of performance? This is the sample that we use, and we have on the left the non-JCO accredited hospitals. These are all the JCO accredited hospitals here. The time period of looking at the number of hospital beds from 2000 to 2003 is given here. And you can see then the highest scoring JCO hospitals are cut. There are 5 different groups here. They go from highest scoring to the lowest scoring among the JCO accredited hospitals. And I know it's a small font here for most of you, so I just wanted to make a couple of comparisons and show you this, that there are many more accredited hospitals, about 2,700 compared to about 700 non-accredited. So the majority of hospitals in the U.S. are accredited. consistent through the years that we examined. The hospitals that are accredited are bigger hospitals. They have average bed sizes about 220 compared to about 140 for non-accredited hospitals. And again, this the number of hospitals. It's interesting that the non-accredited hospitals are more likely to be government, non-federal government, like city hospitals and county hospitals than accredited hospitals, probably because of the expense in part. So now we look at process of care measures, and there are a number of these from, you know, primarily around acute myocardial infarction care, heart failure care, and pneumonia care. And we looked again at non-JACO accredited versus JACO accredited hospitals and did our chi-square test there. What we found are several differences. We found that JACO accredited hospitals were better, had better performance for four metrics: aspirin at arrival and at discharge, assessment of left ventricular function for heart failure patients, and oxygenation assessment for pneumonia. But they had actually worse scores for initial antibiotic timing for pneumonia. So here, accreditation itself seemed to indicate a little bit better performance, but not really all that much so. The rest were not statistically different, and one was going the other direction when compared to non-accreditation. Here, these are the quintiles then of the scores from the highest score to the lowest score, and we looked at an ANOVA p-value. And we found that there was a trend going from the highest, where the highest performed better than the lowest scores for three different metrics, which were discharge instructions, smoking cessation advice, and smoking cessation advice for those with pneumonia. But actually, there were the majority were going in the other direction, where actually higher scores predicted for worse performance for seven of these metrics. So again, there's no real indication that a higher score has anything to do with their performance, at least looking at the HEDIS type of metrics here. What we found now looking at surgical procedures, and we looked at them by year, and I'll just, again, it's kind of probably small to see, but we're looking at abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, aortic valve replacement, coronary artery bypass grafting, and carotid endarterectomy all up to here, and then some primarily cancer resections in the bottom half. And almost invariably, we found that accreditation status was associated with better surgical outcomes. Only two examples where with coronary artery bypass grafting and lower extremity bypass where that was not the case. About half the time, we found that higher accreditation scores were also better associated with better surgical outcomes. And I'll just seemingly a little more commonly for the heart surgeries than for the, which are up more here than the cancer resections. Although it's consistent for colectomy, strong trends when they were not statistically significant for all of the non-cancer resections. So what we found is that JACO scores really did not reliably differentiate hospitals on process of care measures. If you were accredited, there were a slight propensity to have better metrics, but not overwhelmingly so. And they no longer, we found, differentiate hospitals on process of care measures. When we did find some differences, the differences were trivial. They were maybe a minute difference in aggregate in antibiotic timing, but because of the large volume that we looked at, we found statistical differences. We did find that JACO accreditation is a consistent marker for better surgical outcomes. There were only two exceptions there. And we found that scores are associated with surgical outcomes for non-cancer resections. There are several limitations. These were, old data now, 2000, 2003. These are associative findings, so we can't really claim causality. And we did some cross-sectional analyses, so it's hard to, again, say that there's causal reasoning here. But it does make sense. JACO recently dropped their plan to report scores, so they no longer report scores. They just give you whether you're accredited, and that seems to make sense to us because the scores don't seem to really matter all that much. particularly for process of care measures, and they were inconsistent for the surgical outcomes. The accreditation status itself might matter, but we believe that the differences might erode over time. Earlier studies did find a difference between accreditation status and no accreditation in the process of care metrics, which seems to vanish at this point in time, and now there's a big difference with surgical outcomes. We would anticipate that just market forces, as people found out about this, would drive that difference away as well, and so there would no longer be one in the future. But one interesting thing to come to that one might bring from this is that accreditation process itself, therefore, might kind of raise all boats. Either people will get out of the business where they can't compete successfully, or they will increase their performance to be competitive so that accreditation no longer makes a difference, which it may be the kind of a free rider syndrome. They may be riding free on people spending a lot of money for accreditation, but nonetheless, it probably helps the public health care system. So that's all I have. I'd be happy to answer any questions if people have them. Yes, sir. So we did it two different ways. We looked both at the hospital volume one, and we did not correct for that, but we did it a different way, which where we looked at historical mortality as a predictor as well. And so that one, we found very similar results. It really didn't change. You do. There are hospitals that have lower volume but have low historical mortality, and they continue to have low mortality despite having low volumes. Any other questions? All right, thanks very much.